You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we learn about a project that's trying to track Wisconsin wildlife using trail cameras around the entire state.
First, Donald Trump held a contentious press conference yesterday addressing concerns over his donations to veterans groups. At issue, $6 million Trump claimed was raised during a January fundraiser and donated to veterans charities.
But in the last few weeks, questions have been raised about how much money was actually raised and donated by Donald Trump, leading the presidential candidate to announce some donations this week. Trump said he did not want credit for trying to help American troops, but also blasted the media for not giving it to him. And he also angered some veterans in the process who say they don't want to be political props for any candidate.
Here with us now to talk more about Donald Trump, veterans, and politics is Peter Feaver. He's professor of political science at Duke University and the director of the Triangle Institute for Security Studies. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with this idea of veterans as a political prop. Some veterans have accused Donald Trump of using them as a political prop with his fundraiser earlier in the year. And now some people responded to media criticism of him by saying, media, you're using veterans as a way to attack Donald Trump. What do you make of this back and forth over veterans on the political stage here?
Well, veterans have always been a part of our political process and all the way back to the wake of the Civil War, when American veterans would literally wave the bloody shirt to argue for greater veterans' benefits, and this played a major role in presidential and local campaigns. So veterans have been a powerful political force for the last 100-plus years, and it's no surprise that they are salient in the 2016 election as well.
This story started when Donald Trump decided not to attend a Fox News Republican presidential debate and had this fundraiser instead. How did that strike you as a genuine effort? I mean, I know you can't read Donald Trump's mind, but did it look like a sincere effort to help veterans, a political stunt, or some combination of the two?
Well, it was obviously a political stunt, but it was a clever one. It was one that instead of the story being Donald Trump's afraid to debate his rivals, the story was, look how Donald Trump has turned the tables on his rivals. But there's really three threads to this story. One is Donald Trump's penchant for personalizing everything. So he immediately personalized the criticisms from the press, calling out individual reporters and accusing them of having a vendetta against him, which is ironic because he was expressing his vendetta against them. The second thread, though, was Trump's penchant for making bold boasts that don't really stand up when you examine them closely, whether it's boasts of how smart he is or what he's accomplished in the past. In this case, boasts about how much money he had personally given, and turned out that he had exaggerated how much money was raised and he had exaggerated how much money he had given. And then, of course, the third thread is his own personal relations with the veterans, which has been rocky. Very early on in the campaign, he took what many consider to be a career-ending vicious attack on Senator McCain. Turned out not to hurt Trump as much as many people, including myself, thought it would, but it nevertheless put Donald Trump on the wrong side of an issue with many veterans. And I think he's been carrying that baggage ever since.
Talking to Professor Peter Feaver about Donald Trump, veterans, and politics. Now, looking at veterans themselves and voting, is there such a thing as a veteran's vote, or is being a veteran just one part of that particular voter's identity in addition to, I know, their job, their ideology, their geography, and a lot of other things?
Well, of course, it's just one part of a composite. But veterans do tend to cluster on certain issue areas. They tend to be a little bit more conservative than non-veterans. They tend to approach questions about the use of force and how a commander-in-chief should behave a little differently than non-veterans. And, of course, they care passionately about veterans' benefits. And so it does make sense to talk about a veteran's vote, even though no block is monolithic. Now, this one favors Trump, but modestly by historical standards. So his advantage on the polls that have been done thus far, Trump's advantage with veterans is modest. but it's real.
I've seen different arguments how veterans approach the use of military force issue you just mentioned. Some people have said, well, it's a matter of they support the military and military spending and military deployments when they happen. I've also seen people argue that people with military experience tend to be more cautious. They don't like wild use of military force or threats of injudicious use of military force. What do you see?
Both are true. So the veterans tend to favor using force rarely but decisively. So they don't want they oppose incremental uses of force that are half-hearted, halfway measures that don't work. The infamous escalation of Vietnam, for instance. But they do say if you're going to use it, then go massively. This was famously articulated by General Powell as the Powell Doctrine. Rarely, but decisively.
Now, we start off talking a little bit about the use of veterans as props. Does how a candidate talks about veterans, raises money for veterans in this case, influence how the rest of the voting public thinks of them?
Well, support for veterans is a classic valence issue. That is to say, candidates rarely line up on opposite sides. You don't get a candidate who says, well, I oppose veterans. In the same way, other issues like abortion or Supreme Court justices, the ideology of Supreme Court justices, you can get a debate on either side. A valence issue, candidates are competing with each other to show how much they love them, like mom and apple pie. And so what Donald Trump was doing, the way he politicized the veteran support issue this time is very traditional for a political candidate. What was unusual was him promising to give his own money and then failing to do so until he was called out by the Washington Post on it. That's what made this an unusual story. But claiming to support the veterans and saying, you know, bragging about how much he supports the veterans in general, that's pretty standard fare for politicians. And in this regard, Donald Trump is very much like any other politician.
It's too soon to see any polling on this since that press conference yesterday. But do you think that this could end up hurting Donald Trump, the storyline that he didn't donate money that he said he would donate? At one point, it looked like his campaign was saying he had donated until he was called on it by the media.
Well, I've lost confidence a little bit in my ability to predict what will hurt Donald Trump. I would have thought many of the things, the gaffes and mistakes he's made up till now would have hurt him more. I will say it probably has hurt him, though. Donald Trump is the nominee, and he won despite many people's predictions that he wouldn't win. But he won with a very small percentage of the vote. He's the weakest, in terms of broad Republican support, he's the weakest Republican candidate we've had in recent years. And so clearly Donald Trump has not unified the Republican Party. He does not have broad appeal, and he has the highest negatives of any modern candidate. In that case, I would say all of those point to the self-inflicted wounds that he's done, and I think this is one more of those self-inflicted wounds that's likely going to hurt his effort to broaden his appeal.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Peter Fever. He's professor of political science at Duke University and the director of the Triangle Institute for Security Studies.